Sunday morning worship for January 7th, the baptism of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my Son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for today is from the first chapter of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading is from the sixth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Gospel reading is from the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today, Sunday, the 7th of January, today we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. But you might wonder why we are not celebrating Epiphany, which was yesterday, January the 6th. Couldn't we just move Epiphany to today? We could do that. In fact, we do that sometimes. We move important holidays that don't fall on Sundays. We move them to Sundays so that we can enjoy them on a day when most of us will actually come to church. Couldn't we do that with Epiphany? Epiphany, as you might know, if you heard the message from earlier, Epiphany is about the visit of the wise men to Jesus in Bethlehem as they followed the star to find the King of the Jews. That sounds like an important message, particularly for those of us who are not Jewish ourselves, for us Gentiles. In a way, the wise men are our ancestors. Like them, we too have found the King of the Jews, who, even though we are not Jews, has now become our king. Isn't that pretty important? Shouldn't we be talking about that today? Well, it would be important, except the lesson for today is actually more important. As important as Epiphany is, and even though it has its own season, really the baptism of Jesus matters more. In fact, today's lesson might be perhaps, I believe, the third most important day of the year, if you think about it. The baptism of Jesus is really more important than even Christmas, I would say. How so? Well, the baptism of Jesus matters so much because this is something that we share in common with Jesus. You don't have a Christmas of your own. Yes, you were born, but you were not born of a Virgin Mary. You were not visited by three wise men from the East. At least, I don't think you were. You did not change water into wine. You didn't divide five loaves and two fish into a meal to feed thousands. You didn't walk on water. You did not institute the Lord's Supper amongst your disciples. You didn't do any of the things that Jesus did, except that, like him, you were baptized. Here is something that you share in common with Christ. You also share something else with him, which we'll talk about later, but baptism itself is one of the very few things that you directly share in common with Jesus. He was baptized, and you were baptized. And that's why today matters so much. That's why we talk about it today. Today's gospel lesson begins with John the Baptist again. We actually read these verses a few weeks ago back in Advent, where we hear how John appeared baptizing in the wilderness around the Jordan River, preaching the message that the kingdom of heaven was near and telling all those to repent and be baptized to prepare for this kingdom. And in Advent, that is a fitting message because Advent, of course, is about getting ready for the coming of the new king with his kingdom. Here, though, things are a little bit different. Now the king has come, and now he comes, and he, along with all the crowds, he too is baptized by John. But that's kind of strange. The very person that John has come to prepare the crowds for, and the reason that the people are baptized, is to get ready for Jesus' coming. They are sinners who need to repent and be washed of their sins so that they will be ready for the Messiah to come along with his kingdom. But what sense does it make for Jesus to be baptized? He doesn't have to get ready for them, right? They have to get ready for him. There's really nothing to prepare Jesus for. He has no sins to wash away. In other accounts of this story from the other Gospels, we even hear that John tries to stop Jesus from being baptized. He says, "I need to be baptized by you, not you by me." And he has a point. What sense does it make for Jesus to be baptized? Baptism is for washing. Baptism is to wash away dirt. Baptism is for sinners. But for Jesus to be baptized, it's like washing a bar of soap. It doesn't really make sense. But here we see a clue about who Jesus is. Jesus does not baptize, but rather he himself is baptized. As far as we know from the gospel accounts, Jesus doesn't baptize anybody. There's a blind man that Jesus spits and makes mud with his spit and then anoints the blind man's eyes with this mud. But that's about as close to baptizing that Jesus comes. Jesus doesn't do any baptizing, but he himself is baptized. And that underlines an important fact about the kind of Savior that he is. So often, the most important things that Jesus does are not things that he himself does to others, but they are things that are done to him. For the most part, we would prefer to be people who we don't like having things done to us. We rather do things to other people, right? We want to make the decisions about what happens. We want to tell other people what to do, and then they do it. We want to be in charge. We want to be active, not passive. But Jesus is not like this. Now, certainly he does many things. He does miracles and he preaches. He drives out the money changers from the temple. He, does all sorts of things. But when you think about the most important things that he does, these are things that are done to him. Jesus is crucified. This is something that is done to him. And Jesus is raised from the dead by the Father and the Spirit. This is something that is done to him. And in the same way, Jesus is baptized. He does not baptize himself or anyone else, but rather baptism is something that is done to him. And so Jesus' baptism takes its place with these other great events in his life. These are things which he does not do, but rather these are things done to him. The most important things are things done to him, because this is the kind of king that he is. Usually, kings tell other people what to do, right? That's what it means to be king. You tell everyone else what to do. They don't tell you what to do. You do things to them. They do nothing to you. You don't suffer. You make other people suffer. By the way, that's what that word suffer really means. In our modern usage of the word, we think of suffering in terms of pain, and that certainly has always been part of suffering, but really suffering means that something is done to you. When you have to wait for the doctor to come into the examination room, right? You spent half an hour there waiting for the doctor to come. You are suffering for that doctor, right? When you have to be at work when you don't want to, you are suffering. When you have to go to school when you don't want to, you are suffering. Suffering means having something done to you. It means somebody else's will is done for you and not you for yourself. To be a king means that you don't have to suffer, usually, in human terms. Again, being a king means you don't wait for anyone, but they wait for you. But our king is different. Our king suffers. Our king has things done to him. Our king waits for us. Our king doesn't just make us do what he wants, but our king serves us. And so our king comes to John the Baptist and is baptized with all those sinners in the waters of the Jordan River. This is the kind of king that we have, but perhaps we're not sure if this is really the kind of king we want. There's a problem with having a suffering king. The problem is the problem that John saw, and I think people today still see with Jesus, if they really understand the kind of king that he is. We would sort of like to have a king that makes other people suffer. We want a king that's strong and is a go-getter and does things and makes other people do what he wants. Because then perhaps he'll make other people suffer on our behalf. He will answer our prayers. He will do what we want. And so by him being strong, we think that that makes us strong. But if our king suffers, then what do you think will happen to his subjects? If the king is crucified and killed by his enemies, what will they do to his followers? Well, I think you know what. A suffering king means that we suffer too. And is that what we really want? We hate suffering, but our king suffers gladly. We hope to be glorious, but he doesn't hope for that because he is already glorious. There's no point in him trying to win battles because he has won the victory already. And so he suffers gladly, not because he likes it, but because he has mercy on those that need him. And we are the people that need a suffering king, even if that isn't what we want. The problem with having a strong, powerful king is that, well, we wouldn't be worthy of having him as our king. To have a perfect king means that we would have to be perfect too. But we are not. We are sinners. We need not a king who will tell us what to do. Well, let me rephrase that. We need a king who has not come to win battles, but a king who comes to suffer in our place. And this is why Jesus is baptized. As we said before, baptism is for sinners, just as baths are for people who are dirty. We are dirty, and therefore we need to be washed, and that's why we are baptized. But Jesus is not dirty. So again, why is he baptized? Well, he is baptized because we are, because he comes to suffer with us. And this is the glory of our King, and this also is our glory. I don't know if you know much about geometry, but to form a line, you need at least two points, right? If you have point A and B, then you have a line. And if you know point A and B, then you can also figure out where point C is, if that makes sense, right? In baptism, we have one point of contact with Jesus. Here is the thing that we share in common with him. You were baptized, and so was Jesus. But as we said before, there is one other thing that you share in common with him too. And that is death. Jesus died on Good Friday, and as you know, so will you someday. And so here now you have two things in common. You have a baptism in common, and you have a death in common. And that's good news. Now, of course, everybody dies as Jesus died, but that in itself is not really a comfort, right? Because with one point, then you can't find that third point of connection, which is what we really want. With baptism and with death, then we know that we are assured of the third thing in common with Jesus, and that is Easter morning. Jesus was baptized like us, Jesus dies like we will, and Jesus rose from the dead, as now we know we will too. If we share in his baptism, and as we share in his death, then we know we will share in his life. We will share in the resurrection. And that is what makes today so important. I would say, of all the days on our Christian calendar, this day is just as important as Good Friday and Easter. These are the most important days of the year for us, because these are the days we share with Christ. In baptism, in death, in resurrection, all these we have in common with him. Our King who suffers has come to suffer with us, and he has gone on before us to show us the way ahead. He was baptized, and we are baptized. He will die, and we will die. He rose from the dead, and we will rise from the dead too. That's what today is about, and that is very important. and something worth celebrating. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the resurrection of the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Heavenly Father, you revealed your Son in the wondrous epiphany of the Jordan. So also you have revealed your name and blessing to us in holy baptism, declaring us your beloved heirs. Grant that we may daily die to sin and rise to newness of life, living with joy as your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, grant that all those baptized into Christ would receive the boldness of your servant John to lead faithful and pure lives in this world, ever mindful of our promised heavenly inheritance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give comfort and relief to those who are sick, depressed, tired, confused, or in any need. Watch over all expectant mothers and their children, that they may have a safe delivery and be brought also to the life-giving waters of holy baptism. Grant your blessing to those that we name here today, for Nina, John, Mary, Janet, Joe, Cecil, Terry, Nick, Joey, Gordon, Jacob, Mike, Margaret, John, Cindy, Donna, Elizabeth, Jean, and Vonnie, and also for Shirley Rothman, Mike Yates, Larry Nelson, Bob Deladonis, Kristen Sykes, Courtney Cooker, Elizabeth, Terry Sheldon, Tim Bradford, and Phyllis Vanover. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty Father, as your Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the deep, you uttered your word and the world was created. In the waters of holy baptism, you have spoken our names and declared us righteous. You have drawn us to Jesus, the light of life, and saved us. Let his light now shine through us, that others may see our good works and give glory to you. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.